Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Cocktails and Spirits. This is Alfonso, also known as Fonz. Eric is not with me today, but I do have a great guest, and it's Alejandro Russo, founder of Candela Mama Juana Premium Spice Rum. How are you doing, Alejandro?
Hey, Alfonso. Feeling great. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course, man. Thanks for coming on and talking. Well, we're going to talk about a premium spice rum, Candela. Excited to hear about it and how this project became for you. How did you get into this industry?
Yeah, of course. Happy to share my story. So it's it depends on how far back you want to go. how much time do we have?
Bring it on. We'll hear as much as we can.
Awesome. So it's it all started when I was on vacation in Punta Cana. I'm not Dominican, so I just want to start by saying that I was a tourist in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, and like millions of other tourists, I was enjoying this beautiful island's weather. I was in the pool at my resort at the swim-up bar. I don't know if you've ever been to one of these all-inclusive resorts, but usually
No, I haven't.
Oh man, you have to go. So it's a lot of fun. It's basically it's a place completely designed so that you could just chill out and enjoy every one of the greatest things that life has to offer. The best food, the best drinks, the best scenery, beautiful beaches. So I was, you know, usually these resorts, they have a big pool where they have a bar inside of the pool. So you just swim up to the bar. And when I went to the swim-up bar at my resort, everybody at the pool, they were having these shots that I never heard of before called Mama Juana. And I never even heard the word before, so I was intrigued. And I had a shot of Mama Juana, and I'm not a shots kind of guy. I'll usually sip things neat or maybe have a cocktail, but I was blown away by the flavor. And then things got a little crazy, not going to lie. Things got a little crazy with some of the people that I met at the hotel. But we had one of those, you know, nights that they go down in the books. And so the next day I went to my bartender. I said, man, what did you give me yesterday? That we had a crazy night. And he goes, oh, Mama Juana, you've never heard of this stuff? And I said, no. And he started telling me the story about it. And it turns out it's been around for hundreds of years. It's the typical drink of the Dominican Republic. So if you go to the hotel in the Dominican Republic, you go up to the bar, the first thing that they'll offer you is a shot of Mama Juana. It's an integral part of Dominican culture. And yeah, hundreds of years of history. And it's infamous for another reason, because it has very famous side effects.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It has... So legally, I'm not allowed to make any claims and like really talk too much about this stuff.
Yeah, no worries.
But I'm just telling you culturally what it's known for in the Dominican Republic. And so, yeah, people go there searching for this stuff. And I just fell in love with the drink. I fell in love with the Dominican culture in general, but overall just with this drink. And it became my drink of choice during the entire trip. So when my vacation was over, I went to my bartender. He was my buddy by now. So I go, hey, I'd love to buy a bottle, bring it back home with me. And he said, yeah, we don't sell this stuff. It's not for sale. And he gives me a bag of sticks. And he's like, here, you can make it at home. So just add some rum, add some honey. You can make it yourself. And I said, wait a second. You're telling me that millions of American tourists are drinking this stuff every single year, and nobody's selling it? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, wow. And I was like, stop right here. I couldn't believe it. And it's like, it's kind of like going to Mexico, you know, like 60 years ago and finding out that there's no tequila for sale. Yeah. And then you kind of like have to go to a farmer and make it yourself, you know?
Yeah. So it's just kind of like somewhat like a remedy that they would be using, or like, because it kind of sounds like...
No, it's a liqueur, like, you know, it's alcohol based, but they would just infuse it themselves, bottle it, you know, makeshift bottles. Like there just wasn't anybody making this commercially, nobody branding it, nobody making it in a commercial facility. So I'm not a booze guy by birth. You know, I wasn't born into some big liquor family, or I didn't inherit any any rum companies that, at least that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So, but I was just fascinated with the opportunity of finding out that, you know, millions of people were drinking the native drink of this great country, the Dominican Republic, and nobody was actually selling it. So that's how the idea was born. That was my epiphany that I had, which was the inspiration to starting Candela.
So then you came back and you thought, well, you know, I have to start Candela. And then what was that like? Did you end up visiting a lot of distilleries in the Dominican? How did the name come about? How did the whole, now that you really wanted to do it, what was that like?
Yeah, I'll give you the reality, Alfonso, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they tend to embellish how things were and they look back very nostalgically. I'm going to tell you, I was so naive. I was so clueless in what it took to create a liquor brand that if I had known how difficult it would have been, I probably wouldn't even have gotten into it in the first place. So I'm very glad that I had no idea how difficult it was to start a liquor brand and all the regulations and all the paperwork. Yeah. It's tough, man. It's hard. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But little by little, you know, the dream starts becoming a reality, and then all of a sudden you don't realize it. And now I'm very glad to say that, you know, we started it from scratch and it was just a dream. And now we're the leading brand, and we sell to all the big hotels in the island. We sell to all the retailers, all the chains. Here in the United States, you know, we finally have mass distribution. So it's hard to look now and, you know, how things are going and remember how it started, where we didn't even have any type of government permit or approval or samples or anything. So yeah, it was way harder than I thought. But honestly, I'm so glad that I did it and that I was that naive, because if not, I would have never done it.
Yeah, knowing the process would have steered you away from it before even starting it, probably.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. So I'm glad it happened this way. I guess there is an upside to naivete.
Yeah. And the name, what is Candela?
Okay, so the mission and vision behind Candela, I'm, you know, very proud of my cultural heritage, of, you know, being Latino. And I really wanted a drink to represent Latin culture and the rest of the world. Dominican culture, obviously, first and foremost, but also just Latin culture. And I just, as a Latino, I just personally feel that there aren't a lot of brands really owning and representing all the great things culturally that are happening in the Latin market, here in the United States. In Latin America, obviously, there's a bunch of great brands. But when you think about brands that represent Latin culture here in the United States and also globally, I feel like there's just so much room for growth. So mm-hmm. I was thinking of a name that really represented Latin culture or Dominican culture. And I had a bunch of great names. But then I was in the shower one day and it hit me. And I said, wait a second, Candela, that's what it is. Because I thought of Candela, and for those here that don't speak Spanish, Candela is it translates to fire or flame or candle, but in Latin culture, it's a slang for, you know, kind of like how in the United States we say that something's fire.
Like fire, like, emoji. That's all I use now when I text.
Exactly, like the fire emoji. Like, yeah, that's Candela. Yeah. So, you know, when a song is popping, it's, oh yeah, it's Candela, or when a situation's like too hot, you know, it's Candela. Or, and then if you realize, like, I think literally 9 out of 10 reggaeton songs, like, basically.
I was just thinking about reggaeton songs. Like, I've heard that on my runs with Bad Bunny, says it somewhere, I think.
Yeah, Bad Bunny, Daddy Yankee, Pitbull, like, all, you know, all these guys, Ozuna, Arcángel, Farruko, everybody's saying Candela in their songs. So I thought about it. I said, wait a second, Candela, because Candela represents, like, it's like a typical Latin saying that means fire, and this drink is fire. So nice. I'm like, yeah, that's the brand. So yeah, that's how Candela came to be.
That's cool, man. Now, when you first had this, you know, the Mama Juana, it was in the shot. when you were trying to create Candela, what was your vision? Was it for that, or as a liquor, you also have to think of cocktails as well? What was there? Were you thinking of a balance between the cocktail and that typical shot people can enjoy, or what was your thought process there?
Great question. So the strategy for Candela was to take Mama Juana from under the bar to the top shelf.
Nice.
That was the strategy. It's never been done. It had never been done before, but I always dreamed of a Mama Juana brand that could very confidently sit next to the Ron Zacapas of the world, next to the Don Julio tequilas of the world. And I said, why not? Why can't we make a product just as good in quality as Ron Zacapa, as Don Julio? Like, it can totally be done, especially in the Dominican Republic. I mean, they have some of the best ingredients and raw materials in the world to do this stuff. So I started looking around, and ultimately what we decided is, it's really counterintuitive, I guess. We kind of reverse engineered it a little bit, because what we did is we said, let's start by using a really fine luxury rum as the base, and then we just infuse it with all the natural ingredients that make Mama Juana Mama Juana. Which I'll very briefly explain so that we don't get too technical, but it's a mix of spices and tree barks that are native to the Dominican Republic, that when you infuse them in rum, they release a great aroma and flavor and color, and that's the Mama Juana spices. It's a blend of spices and tree barks that are soaked in rum. So what we did is we said, okay, what happens if we get the best Dominican rum we can find? So a rum just as good, if not better than, you know, the luxury brands that we know, like Diplomático or Zacapa, for example. So let's grab a rum that's that quality and then just infuse it with all these natural ingredients that make the Mama Juana. So that's what we did. And the result was great, because what we're left with now is, yes, you can drink this as a shot. That's the preferred method, or on the rocks, really.
Yeah.
Because it has a great flavor. It's very smooth. It's lower ABV than a traditional rum. So this is 30% alcohol.
Oh, wow. That is low. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of 35 or 37.5 in some cases. So this is 30. So it's lower. So you drink the it as a shot, and it's incredibly smooth. And I think smooth is the word. If you go to our reviews, everybody's smooth, smooth, smooth. It's the smoothest rum I've ever had. And that's what people say. So it's a great shot. Especially for those of you who think that they don't enjoy shots, I'm sure you'll enjoy a shot of Candela, which was my case, right? But then what ended up happening is that since we were using such a high-end rum as the base of our drink, we realized that these hotels in the DR, like in Punta Cana, they would make a mojito. They would make a piña colada. They would make an old-fashioned, a daiquiri.
A Manhattan sounds good.
Oh, forget about the Manhattan. Like, all these drinks, like... And people would try it and say, oh my God, this is the best mojito that I've ever had. We're like, really? I'm like, yeah, this is literally the best mojito that I've ever had. And then we started saying, like, okay, like, let's do some A-B testing. And then we'd go to the bartenders and say, okay, make me a mojito with whatever rum you're currently using. And now make me one with our Candela Mama Juana. And let's offer your patrons which one they like best. And I'd say, if not 10 out of 10, but let's... To be safe, let's say 9 out of 10 times, people will choose the mojito with Candela. And that started happening with all the classical cocktails that we would try. Even with a Moscow meal, we would tell a bartender, switch your vodka for our Mama Juana. And people would say, this is the best meal that I've ever had. So it was just a surprising realization where, even though the preferred method of consuming Mama Juana and Candela specifically is as a shot or just on the rocks, you'll be surprised with how smooth your cocktails come out. It's so mixable.
No, yeah, it sounds great. And you know, as a spiced rum, I feel like there's a fair amount out there, but they're all done so differently. And this sounds like, you know, the natural infusion of it sounds like it just really goes well with the base rum that you guys are using.
Oh yeah, it's I always say, you know, when you think about ours with other spiced rums, a lot of the other well-known spiced rum brands, they use artificial extracts, artificial flavors, artificial colors, and they just very synthetically create the spiced rum. Mm-hmm. This is a totally different approach. I mean, this is as natural as it gets. We start with an ultra premium rum and then we just infuse it with all natural ingredients. Kind of like how you make tea where you put the tea bag and it infuses in the water. We do the same. Yeah. And that's all we do. There's nothing artificial, only natural ingredients and flavors going into our product. So we're just incredibly proud of how it's made and how natural it is. And then the rum itself, I mean, I know we're limited in time, but if you saw the facilities, if you saw the processes, the ingredients that go into it, you would understand why I walk into a liquor store and I can tell you confidently the quality of the rum that we use as our base is second to none. You know, starting from the fact that it's made from fresh sugarcane juice and not sugarcane molasses. Mm-hmm. You know, 97% of the rum sold in the United States is made from molasses instead of sugarcane juice. So it's the difference of drinking like an orange juice from concentrate versus a fresh squeezed orange juice.
Yeah.
And that's what makes our rum so smooth. And then it's aged in ex-bourbon casks and it's all powered by renewable energy. And the aging method, these casks are suspended in the air. One cask doesn't touch on any other cask. It's
wow, really?
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the photo so you can see what it looks like. But it's very sophisticated. It's all powered by natural and renewable energy.
I know that's big for you guys, the sustainability of production. I know I was reading a little bit about it. I don't know if you want to go into some of the details on that because it's pretty cool.
We're incredibly proud of this. We partner up with our production partners and they're really leading the way in sustainability. I mean, from the distillation process, which is powered by the sugarcane pulp. So the sugarcane, once you run through the mill, it releases a pulp, which is kind of like when you make a juice in the juicer.
Yeah, the leftover,
And the leftover pulp. So that is converted into biofuel, and that is what powers the distillery. So it's a fully circular process where the sugarcane pulp is upcycled and converted into energy. And then once the rum is distilled and then it goes to the aging warehouse, the aging warehouse is this facility that I was telling you about where, number one, it's built with smart building materials. So you walk into this warehouse. It is in the middle of the Dominican Republic, very hot, very sunny. But you walk into this warehouse and it's really cool inside. And then you ask around, there's no air conditioning, there's no electricity in the warehouse. How do they keep it this cool? It's built with a smart building material that naturally cools the building 10 degrees centigrade just because of the material that it uses it shines the light away and the inside is cool. For example, there's a rainwater collection system that when it rains, it collects the rainwater and then it passes it through a purification plant. And that's the water that's used in the process. So almost no water usage, no water waste. And then the casks, they're suspended in this system of shelves where no cask touches another cask. So the cask is completely surrounded by air. And what that does is that it naturally enhances the aging process and it makes it way faster than what it takes to age in traditional methods. So just to give you an example, like a 1 year aged rum in this facility in the Dominican Republic is like a way older rum in a traditional facility. There's, for example, you look up and you see the light bulbs and they tell you, no, they're not light bulbs. It's actually this system that is like a mirror that grabs the solar light and condenses it into something that looks like a light bulb, but there's no electric current going in there. It's just sunlight. So it's just an incredibly fascinating technology, how we use to produce our product. So that's why, a lot of media and press and media outlets, they've called us one of the most sustainable rum brands in the world. And it's because of these things. But then we're taking it a little bit further because we said, okay, let's assume that we use the most sustainable methods to make our product. But then it gets into a truck that's really contaminating, and then you know, the bottles are immediately thrown into the garbage. And so what happens after this? And that's when we realized that we had to take it a step further. So we actually partner up with EcoSpirit, which is the leading zero waste technology for the wine and spirits industry. They're based in Singapore. Mm-hmm. So what it does is that they're a zero waste technology. Imagine kind of like a keg. What a keg is for beer, this is the equivalent for wine and spirits.
Okay.
So we're the partners. We license that technology for the Dominican Republic. So what that means is that when a big hotel, let's say the Iberostar Resort in Punta Cana, orders, you know, 100 cases of Candela, we can actually send them cases that aren't in glass bottles and corks and regular labels, but they're actually cases that come in this reusable format. So they'll use 100 cases, and then we'll pick up the 100 cases and then refill them with zero waste. So that's a process that we're starting to implement in our high volume accounts, like certain hotels and all inclusives. And that's going to significantly reduce our waste. In that format, there's zero waste, and our carbon emissions are reduced over 75%.
Dude, that's awesome to hear, man. Because it's funny, because we recently had a talk with another guest. His name was Bryant, and he talked about how a lot of things are just not, as much as people say they're sustainable, there's a part where, you know, you lose that. And it sounds like, I mean, you guys are giving it a lot of thought into it and trying to really, really, really be like fully sustainable. And
it's
awesome that you guys are doing that.
We're very committed. We're very dedicated to becoming the most sustainable spirits brand on the planet. We're already, you know, making great progress. We still have a lot of work to do, but we are headed in the right direction. And here in the United States, Candela is the first rum brand to ever be sold in a reusable format through EcoSpirits. The first one. There's a lot of great other brands that are going to sign up. All the usual suspects that you can imagine from the big portfolios are going to end up being sold in this format. But I'm very proud to say that Candela was number one. That we're the first ones to ever do it. And every cocktail that you drink, every one of these containers that's depleted, we invest money in ocean conservation projects. So for example, every tote of Candela that's sold, that's what they're called. They're called eco totes instead of bottles. So every eco tote that we sell finances the removal of 1 kilogram of plastic out of the ocean. So nice. Not only are we producing a product with zero waste, we're also cleaning up the waste that's already there, which is a critical part of the process.
That's really cool. That's awesome. And now you guys are in, I believe, 4 or 5 states here?
With full distribution, only in one. We're still a tiny brand. We're only in Florida at the moment with full distribution. Here in Florida, we're in Publix, ABC, Total Wine, Big Daddy's, Jensen's, all the great retailers, and a lot of great hotels as well, the Four Seasons, Soho House, and a few others. But that's only in Florida, so we still have a lot of room to grow. We're very excited to be opening up a lot of new markets next year. It was just
cool.
We're trying to catch up with the demand and get ourselves ready for these new markets that we're launching. We're very thankful that we've built a very eager audience and group of people that are expecting us to launch these markets. So hopefully very soon you'll see Candela in other states as well.
So, and then, but I'm guessing that things are going well with the reception that people have tried it, or when you take it out to be tried at either events or to account basis, distributors, I'm guessing they really enjoy it as well.
Oh yeah. The biggest testament of that, we do a lot of surveys when we do tastings, and 9 out of 10 people say they really enjoyed it. But more importantly than that, it's like, what are people telling us in their reviews? So if you look at our online reviews, these are verified reviews. So you need to have purchased the product online in order to get a link to write a review. Mm-hmm. So we know they're all legitimate, no spamming, no bots or anything. And we read these reviews, and people love the product. And it just makes me so proud to read the stuff that they're writing. Most of the reviews that are 5 stars. Sometimes we'll even get a 4-star review, but people say, I love it. Even though they give us 4 stars. And there's always, you know, that, you know, 1 or 2 people that give you 1 star and they say that, yeah, they hate it. And that's totally fine with us. but you'll see that most people are really happy with the product, with how it tastes. And we've built a very loyal fan base. We love our customers. We have customers all over the United States that get this online, and they'll get 3 bottles every 2 weeks, like clockwork.
Yeah, and nice.
Seriously. And they tell us, man, I always have a few bottles in my bar, and every time I go to a friend's house, I bring them a bottle. And we have such loyal customers that I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the people that drink Candela, that have purchased it online, that have gone to our events. We feel the love, and we love you guys back because they are so incredibly loyal. So it's been great to see how we're building this community.
It sounds like it's going really well. And you guys are also giving back a lot to, you know, I guess to the world, because, you know, you're doing your part in, you know, trying to be very eco-friendly. And what, any other plans, like, as far as, are you, you guys have 1 expression right now, right?
Right now we have 1 expression, which is a Candela 30% ABV, 750 ml. That's what's sold in the United States. We're launching a few more formats. We currently launched the 200 ml mini, which is stocked in a lot of the hotels. They'll put it in their mini bars. Same thing as the 50 ml, the mini. Even there's a couple of airlines that are thinking of bringing it in. So, but it's the same flavor, the same expression. I think very soon we're going to be launching more, I'd say, not upscale, but just different types of aging methods and
nice.
And different types of flavors. We did do a limited edition, though, for the Ritz-Carlton, which I'm very proud of because it ended up being a beautiful, beautiful new expression of Candela. So I want to take a moment to say thanks to Ivan, the F&B director, for trusting in us. So the Ritz-Carlton, they launched their new, it's called the Ritz-Carlton Yacht Collection, which are the most incredible, luxurious ships you can set foot in the ocean. And they launched, and they were looking for a product that's very special, very unique, customized, that they could give away as their amenity. So I had a chat with Ivan, their F&B director, incredibly great guy. I love him. And he asked if we could make something custom for them. So we created a special limited edition of Candela, which is called Marea, which in Spanish, it means tides or waves.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we called it Marea, and it's exclusively made for the Ritz-Carlton Yacht Collection. So now if you book a ticket in the Ritz-Carlton Yacht Collection's new ship, which is called the Ebrima, I suggest you look it up. You're going to be blown away.
I'm trying to see if there's a picture of it online, but Instagram, but there I can't find one.
On Instagram, no, because we still haven't done the press release, but it's coming out soon. But if you look it up, you'll see it online. And they're including a bottle of Marea in each one of their staterooms. So we're incredibly proud of that. So that's, I guess, I would say is the first new expression that we've ever made.
And that opens up the path to more expressions. So that's
cool. Yeah. And we just used a different aging method. Same recipe as Candela, but just slightly different aging method just to test something new. And the result was fantastic. So we're very proud of that. And then for the holidays, we also have our Coquito, which for those of you who haven't tried it, Coquito is like the Latin eggnog. It comes from Puerto Rico. It's a mix of coconut milk, coconut cream, condensed milk, and rum. So it's just the most delicious thing you can try during the holiday season. So we make our own Coquito, and we did it for the first time last year. We had these Coquito kits, which were special gift kits only available for the holidays. And we launched them online, and they sold out immediately.
Oh, yeah, I see them right here. They look cool, yeah.
So that was a big hit. So this year we're doing it bigger and better. Made a lot of improvements as well. So yeah, I would say that's another expression that we do. That's another SKU.
Yeah, that looks awesome. I see it online. Now, when you say order online, so you guys are able to sell online through your through yourselves.
Yeah, we sell it online, and we also did, honestly, most of the product was sold through corporate orders. So mm-hmm. we had big companies like Peloton, for example, you know, the bicycle, the exercise company. Mm-hmm. Like, they bought hundreds of kits for their holiday party in New York. They sent some kits to their employees. They were fantastic to work with. And big companies like that, and just like that, in less than a week, we sold out our entire stock. So this year we're doing it a little bit bigger, a little bit better, but you can get it online. So we're going to be shipping to, I think it's 47 states.
That's awesome. That's really cool, and that's exciting because I've never had Coquito.
Man, you're gonna love it.
I hear about it, and I know it's actually like pretty. I mean, if you're into cocktails, you hear about it as well. So I've heard about it for the last couple of years, but I've just never even know where to start.
Go ahead. Sorry. No, yeah. When it's the holidays and it's cold outside and you're snuggling there with your loved one, whoever it is, and you get a glass of Coquito, you're going to be in heaven. Believe me, I'm going to send you a kit and you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, man. Can't wait. That it sounds great. You know, I love everything. You know, the story of Candela is, I can't wait for you guys to be fully distributed. I think you are available in California.
In California and select retailers. So in California, we're only in Erewhon, in LA. And
Really? Yes. I went to the store there the first time, like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah? Yeah.
I went to one there for the first time.
We're very proud, and I'm super proud because, number one, I really respect them as a retailer. They really do only sell the best stuff. And two, they have a very limited selection of spirits. So it is a great honor for us to be there. So in California, we're at the Silver Lake, Los Angeles Erewhon. And then we're in the Total Wines as well. But we don't have full distribution there yet. Only in those select retailers.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. We'll have to keep an eye out. Our local Total Wines, because the other store, Erewhon, they're far out from me, so I'll have to check out Total Wines over here. But you want to let us know
where are you based specifically?
Long Beach, California.
In Long Beach, we are in the Total Wine in Long Beach.
Okay, cool. Good to know. I love how you know it off the top of your head. That's awesome.
Listen, we're still a small brand, so if you ask me, I'll be able to tell you. Hopefully, when we chat next year, I won't know.
Yeah, I know. You'll be like, oh, I don't know. You can check online.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. And do you want to let us know where we could find Candela online, you know, website, Instagram, any other social networks?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Drink Candela on our website. So drinkcandela.com. It's Drink Candela on Instagram. And we have our own podcast. We have a show, which is a lot of fun, which I'd love to have you on it as well.
Yeah, man, I'd love to. What's it called? So I could add it real quick.
It's called Uncensored 305. So it's a show that shares all the crazy stuff that happens in Miami. through the eyes of our two very talented hostesses, and, you know, just young women going out in Miami, the dating scene, the restaurant scene, what's happening here, interviewing different people, emerging artists, local people. It's a fun way to really let the world see a little bit all the crazy stuff that happens here in Miami. So if you're ever here in town, we'd love to have you on it.
Oh, we always want to go down to in Miami, man. But I don't know if I could survive the parties down there.
Look, Miami has a little bit of everything. Like last week we did an event at the Four Seasons in Brickell, where it was with Equinox, and people were doing yoga, and then they were drinking Candela. So, it's all about balance.
That sounds fun. I like running, so maybe there will be one where there's like a half marathon or something, and then you drink some Candela.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That one. We actually did the funniest thing. So we have this thing called the fire and ice ritual. I need to tell you about this since you say you're running. So we did an event with the Nike Run Club.
Nice.
So the Nike Run Club, they run through Miami Beach.
Yeah.
And then when the run's over, everybody gathers in this beautiful hotel called the Esme Hotel on South Beach at the rooftop. So they go there and we set up this ice barrel. I don't know if you've seen how everybody's like into cold plunging lately where people go in the ice water. So we set up an ice barrel. And what it is that people, while they're up to their chin in ice water, they take shots of Mama Juana.
No so that's way.
What fire and ice experiences.
Yeah.
You get into the ice barrel and you drink Mama Juana, and that's why we call it fire and ice ritual.
Oh, that's cool, man. You guys got to come set one of those up over here too.
Oh man, it was hilarious. It was like people, they were lining up for over 2 hours to get into it. When we did it first, we didn't even know if anybody was actually going to go in. But no, we had a line, you know, for 2 hours, people wanted to go in, and it was just the funniest thing.
Yeah. People love those kind of experiences. Just anything that, anything new they like to do. So that I can see that, especially after a run, just plunging into the cold ice tub. That sounds good.
And you'll see when I send you the bottles can done, you get to try it. You'll see that when you take a shot, it makes your chest feel warm, really, really warm. So and it's because of the spices. So it's really cool when you're in ice water to start feeling this warmth in your chest. It's a special experience. So
awesome. Can't wait for that.
You got to try that. Cool. We got to set that up in Long Beach.
Yeah, for real, man. There's there's Equinoxes down here too. So, you know, that you already.
I'm going to reach out. We got to set it up, the fire and ice ritual LA edition.
Sounds good, man. Awesome, Alejandro. Well, great talking to you. I really appreciate your time. And I can't wait to see what else you guys have coming up with Candela.
Fonz, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for letting me tell the story of Candela. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I love your social as well.
Thanks, man.
You do a great job, man. So yeah, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for the kind words. Thank you.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.